Hi everyone, I'm Angie Edwards, and welcome to the final episode of the Daily Rhythms podcast. Today we're doing things a little different, and I'm going to ask Victor the questions.
In other words, I'll be on the hot seat.
Yeah. Now, for anyone who's a newer listener, or just to remind you that he's actually done this one other time before, where he answered a lot of questions from viewers or listeners. And so if you're wondering about Victor's testimony, how he came to us, why he chose spiritual disciplines, things of that nature, he has answered those questions. It's a great episode that I suggest you check out. It's the Q&A episode from October 15th, 2021. So that gives us some room to dive a little deeper and just wrap this up best we can. Are we ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right. So one thing I know of you, Victor, is that your favorite spiritual discipline is prayer. So I was wondering if you would open us up in prayer for this podcast.
Definitely.
Thank you.
Father, thank you so much for being with us on this journey for the past 3 years. It has been a delight to see what you have done with this podcast and what you have done in me. Just pray your blessings upon today's episode, Father. Pray that you would be with our words today and that your spirit would guide us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. So I just want to say that this podcast has really been blessing me throughout all the time that I've known of it, but especially these last few weeks. Like I said, just thank you, because this is a gem of a podcast, and I just want you to know that. So
thank you.
Yeah, definitely. And you know what I love about it is it's not flashy. Like, you picked spiritual disciplines, and people don't even like the word discipline. I love that you chose something that is so needed, and it's needed no matter how long you've been a Christian, where you are in your walk and in your life. Like, this is something people will be able to come back to. So the first one I wanted to talk about that stuck out to me was the episode Connecting with God in Digital Babylon. And that one's from August 1st, 2021. And I just feel like that is so prominent in all of our lives, like how as Christians to kind of balance out the culture and where it's going with technology, but not have it take over our lives, become an idol, as you guys talk about in that episode. What are some things you do to help, keep your mind on God's truth and not get sucked into, the technology and the busyness and all the things that we're all kind of dealing with in this digital age?
That's a good question. One of the things that I struggle with is this tendency to, as soon as I wake up in the morning, grab for my phone, mm-hmm. right, and just start scrolling email, Facebook, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have it's a work in progress.
Yep.
But I've tried to, the first thing I get up, do when I wake up in the morning is just start talking to God. I mean, that is the thing that will either make or break your morning routine or even for the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just one of the things that I've been trying to overcome. Because, it's just right there, right? It's by my head, and I'll just grab it,
Yep.
And start scrolling. So that's the thing that I have had to overcome. It's like I've always mentioned on the podcast is, we're on this journey together,
Mm-hmm.
None of us have this down packed perfectly. And probably won't until Jesus comes back.
Yeah.
but we're all on a journey and just trying to get there. So that was one of the most impactful things for me.
Yeah, that's so good. And kind of tying this into how I know, your love of prayer. When you say talk to God, how does that look for you?
I was just talking to somebody about this last week. I have tried the Axe prayer, you know, adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and supplication.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done that, but sometimes I just start talking to God, right? Just like I might be talking to you
mm-hmm.
about things, you know. And it's not always structured, but a lot of times it's just an ongoing dialogue with the Father, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just in the morning, right? The Bible says, pray without ceasing. And so for me, it's an ongoing conversation throughout the day. Whether it's something I'm struggling with, whether it's something I need to be thankful for, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But that morning time is just a conversation with God. Like I talked about in an earlier episode, it's like talking to your best friend. I mean, like, I would not call you up and I would say, oh, Angie, how art thou? Thou art so wonderful to me. Thou art such a good friend. No, you know, you just doesn't build relationship.
Right.
So, yeah, for me, it's just an ongoing conversation.
Yeah, and I love that, like, the relationship aspect of this.
Yeah.
And what a blessing that we have a God that wants a relationship with us.
Yeah, yeah.
So thank you for that. That really helps. Sometimes I get caught up on prayer and, you know, it like a right and a wrong way of doing it. And when I keep in mind something like this is a relationship, I think that helps me remember that there is no mm-hmm. real right and wrong, you know, way.
And here's the thing, though. I mean, when you're having an ongoing conversation with God, you can talk to him about anything,
yeah.
right? There are some things I may not be able to talk to you about, some things I may not be able to share with you because it's so deep and so personal, but, you know, you can share that with God.
Yes.
I love that.
I do too. And actually that's a great segue into another like thing I wanted to talk about. Like I said, there were so many that I loved. I like that in your podcast, you do not shy away from talking about any topic, all the hard mm-hmm. topics. You talk about confession, repentance, lament, and you have a couple episodes on lament specifically and address depression. And we're shown through the Psalms to bring our lament, you know, to bring our anger, to bring our hurt to the Lord. And that's just something that has helped me in my own walk and really heal from a lot of things from my past and things that mm-hmm. I held a lot of shame and guilt on. So thank you, first of all, for being willing to be vulnerable and talk about those hard things. And also, what would you say to someone that, you know, maybe hasn't heard this before? Maybe they're like, well, no, I didn't think I could be angry with God or you know, how do I be honest with God and what does that look like?
I would say a good window into this is to look at the Psalms.
Mm-hmm.
And even the Book of Lamentations, but I think people are probably more familiar with the Psalms. And, you know, I would encourage that person, look at the Psalms. I mean, look at how many times David, I love how he outlines this because he will start off a Psalm like complaining or just talking to God about his struggle. And then at the end of that, he will wind up in praise.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like confession, praise, suffering, praise, doubting, praise, whatever.
Yeah.
You know? And so I say a good window into that is to look at the Psalms.
So good. It's so true. Yeah. He, you know, it gives us a model and shows us that it is okay to do that and even ways how to do that. I know it's so good. I was not raised to ever be told, you know, bring your sorrows to God or shown the Psalms in that way. So to me, this was a very new thing just in my adult life that, bring it all to him. He can take it and he is here to, you know, to comfort us. What a gift that also is. One of my other many favorites was you had actually three episodes on worship. But the third episode where you are talking with Jaleesa McCleary, who's mm-hmm. a worship leader at our church, It was just a lovely talk. You guys just really had a good, good connection there. And you had mentioned in that, that God speaks to you powerfully through music.
Amen. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, do you have any favorites or a time? There's probably so many, right? Or maybe even just a time when, like you mentioned, like at your hardest times, you know, you'll put on worship music. If there's any story you want to share on that, or just some songs that you like to go back to that have really helped you in hard times.
Yeah. And even before that, you mentioned my connection with Jaleesa. The interesting thing is I had never met the woman before, right? You know? And I just emailed her out of the blue and said, hey, you know, I appreciate what you do for our church. I mean, would you come on the show and talk about worship, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And she was very agreeable to that. And so we just had an immediate... We had a conversation before we did the episode, just so we could kind of outline what we're going to talk about. But during the episode, we just really clicked, you know, as two people will, if you have two people who have, like, you know, similar interests, you know.
Yeah.
But we just clicked on that. I love that. But you asked for some of my favorite worship songs. I mean, you know. We'd be here all day. But I'll just give you a few. One is called The King of Love. I love that one. And His Glorious Grace, This Glorious Grace. Love that one. Melinda and I talked about that one on an episode. In Christ Alone.
Christ Alone. I love so that good. One. Mm-hmm, me too.
The part that I love is, oh,
yeah.
Gregorian chant thing going, you know.
Yeah.
And I have a friend of mine who, like, boycotts that part of the song. Like, every time we sing it, he just will not do it.
Oh, really?
Just like, no. Oh.
That's funny. That is a fun part of the song. I like it too.
Yeah, it is. It is. Yes, yes. And I've talked to people who don't know the lyrics, but they know that part, you know?
Yeah.
It's the uh-oh song, you know?
Yeah.
And I love some of the old hymns. I'll Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. Crown Him with Many Crowns. When My Love for Christ Grows Weak. Several of those.
I love the old songs. The old hymns, too. So those are some of my favorites. Yeah, and in that one, she said, and I loved this in particular, she said, the Holy Spirit is kind in meeting us in art. And, of course, that one stood out to me as a painter. I really feel that as well. And so, you know, even speaking on that part of the song, it's like when we're engaged in the art, when we're singing along in worship, how you feel the Spirit moving in those times.
Yeah.
It is so powerful. So I just loved that.
Yeah. Let me tell you about an experience I had this past Sunday, actually.
Okay.
So there are a couple of passages, Colossians 3:16 and Ephesians 5:19, that talks about us singing to one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. And so we were singing Sunday morning, and I have this epiphany of sorts. I'm like, we are singing these words to each other, right? We are speaking life. We're speaking courage. We're speaking faith to one another. And I just, that is such a great example of those two verses.
Never thought about it that way.
Yeah.
And what a good way to help us, like, you know, in times when, you know, maybe you don't feel like singing so much, or you're just kind of not into it, but to think about how it is a communal act and something that it's building each other up. But what a beautiful thing. I never thought about it that way.
Yeah.
Love that.
Mm.
So another favorite of mine was your gratitude episode. And in part because, you know, you have the vulnerability to share your own struggle with gratitude. And I think when I was on this show with you talking about art, it was mentioned that we knew each other through recovery. So In that, of course, I'm going to be picking confession, repentance, lament. You know, these are the things that recovery is all about. But so is vulnerability. And vulnerability is not easy, you know, in general. So it really was a gift for you to share a struggle with this. But you mentioned, like, this is why we need to make it a daily discipline.
Yeah.
Making gratitude a daily discipline. What are some ways that you implement gratitude into your day?
That's a good one. Good question. Sometimes when I have this, okay, so I use a paratransit system here for people with disabilities called Metro Access. And so sometimes they are not as timely as I'd like them to be. I kind of have to get in this phase of, okay, you are blessed to have a ride to work, you know, even if you have to wait. If it even is like a 3-hour tour, like Gilligan's Island, you know. you have a ride to work, and it's door-to-door, you know. And so you can't really beat that. And so I was like, you know, Lord, thank you. You know, thank you that I have a ride to work. Sometimes they will pick me up on these, like, I call them the Big Mama buses. And it's just not a comfortable ride, right? And they also have these minivans, which are very comfortable. But like, I don't like the Big Mama buses. But then I was like, Lord, you know, I have a ride to work, you know. It's air conditioned, you know, and you can't beat that, you know. And so I think it's just in the daily rhythm of life, no pun intended, but
yeah.
the daily rhythm of life. I mean, when you're hit with these situations where you're not grateful, situations that really push you to the wall, and you just have to really go internally within your mind to say, Lord, thank you for this, or thank you for that, you know. When you're having trouble with your kiddo, you know, and they're just giving you the blues,
yeah.
You know, thank you that I have a kid, you know, because not all people are fortunate enough to do that. So,
right.
Yeah, just in the daily struggles of life, just being grateful.
Yeah, and there really always is something to be grateful for, and sometimes it's harder to see that, but you're right. It's like when you find those things, the perspective of this might be a difficult thing, but look at all these other areas, or, you know, look at the good in it.
I think God took those situations in our lives so that we can be mindful that, you know, we need to be grateful. So.
Yeah, for real. Yeah. I agree. So, I guess since I kind of put all these confession, repentance, and the lament all into one, this was actually my main topics that I really loved. Honestly, we could have gone through really every episode. There's no wasted episode in your collection. Every spiritual discipline you talk about is useful, is helpful. It's something that will bring us closer to Christ and helps us in our days. So these were just the ones that I personally kind of connected with. But I wanted to give you a chance to, you know, give some final thoughts, final words. But this is like, how does it feel to be like, this is the last, this is it. This is your last episode.
This is it. Make no mistake where you are. No, that was Christopher Cross, Michael McDonald thing. I don't care. anyway, so somebody asked me recently, so, you know, why are you ending the podcast? And I said, this kind of reminds me of the Doris Day show. Because Doris Day, she actually owned a majority interest in the show. So the way that she canceled it back in the early 70s, she said, I think we've done all we can with this material. And so that's kind of how I feel about the spiritual disciplines. I think that not necessarily that we've done all we can, because, you know, you could write a mountain of books on the spiritual disciplines, but I think the Lord has given me a venue to talk about the spiritual disciplines, and He has given me what He wants me to talk about. And, you know, basically, I think He's saying, okay, you know, you fulfilled the role that gave you, you know. And so, yeah, that's why I'm ending it. But it's kind of bittersweet, right?
Yeah.
It's bitter because, you know, I'm gonna kind of miss engaging with people with the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite part about the show. I like the interviews, by the way, but for a different reason. I like the interviews because it's less work that I have to do.
Yeah.
So I just get to ask the question. I'm going to miss engaging with people in that way. There may be another opportunity for that. You know, you never know. But, and so, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I really appreciated the feedback I've gotten from a few folks who enjoyed the podcast. And I really wish we could have done more with that. But we had, as you recall, we had a link there, but that didn't work, and so didn't get to do that. So, but I really, this has been a growing experience for me as a believer, because, you know, every time I do an episode, I find myself stabbing myself with my own pitchfork, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, but it has been a learning experience for me. So I'm really grateful for that. And we should remind folks that the older episodes will still be available.
Absolutely.
You can still go check those out or re-listen to them or whatever. So, and one last thing, I have really appreciated working with Angie. I mean, oh my goodness. She has been such a blessing to this ministry. You know, she has done things that, you know, I'm not very technologically savvy, so I sure wouldn't know how to do. But yeah, and I just appreciate her and some of the on-air work that she's done and some editing. And so if I don't give a chance to thank you again, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In the words of Gomer Pyle. So.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's been fun. You're so patient with me as well in the, you know, forgetfulness or the busyness of whatever's going on with me. I just appreciate you've been extremely easy to work for. And I love that I got to do this because it's been fun. And we don't get to see each other at recovery anymore since I moved on to a different one and all that. So we'll have to make sure we still connect from time to time, because I will miss that. I will miss your reminders and getting to hear your episodes. And so, yeah, it is bittersweet as well. It's like, well, one less thing to do, I guess. But that was pretty fun. Yeah. That was kind of cool. So I appreciate that.
Yeah. At some point, I may text you and say, hey, Angie, where's the episode? And remember.
Yeah.
John.
Oh, yeah. So do you have any plans for, you know, what next? Any other podcast ideas or anything you might be thinking in the future?
I have a couple of ideas. And one is to talk about my experiences as a blind person.
Mm.
And I thought about calling it As I See It. You know.
Oh, that's your humor. I love it.
Just to kind of encourage people, you know. And then I thought about doing one on TV trivia, which seems to be very popular on my Facebook page. So, you know, we'll see where the Lord leads us on that. So.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Well, both of those sound good, like fun and educational and helpful. So
we'll do one together on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, which seems to be your favorite. So okay, you need to do the rap, Angie. Come on, do the rap.
I don't know. We will have zero listeners at that point. Then it's like, it's over.
Oh, my goodness. But it's been a pleasure. It's been a blast.
Yeah, oh well, and again, thank you. This truly is, I love that these episodes will still be out there. So anyone hearing this, just remember that you've got just a treasure trove of episodes on spiritual disciplines. There's application, there's, you know, it's backed up with scripture. There's great conversations with people. I mean, really, if it were easier to get more people to listen to this, and my hope is that even though there's no new episodes, that more and more people will get to hear the Daily Rhythms podcast, because it is just truly, it's a blessing to everyone that is, you know, walking with the Lord. So thank you for putting the time in and the perseverance week after week to get these out, you know, when you did. So yeah, I really appreciate that.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I guess that's a wrap. I don't want to end it, but
I guess
we
have to.
I know, I did.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, Angie. I appreciate you. And we'll chat soon.
Yeah, sounds good. Okay. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.